I dreamt I was on an ocean. You and the others on the distant shore.
Were you with us?
No.
What's it mean?
Dreams don't mean anything, Dolores. That answer doesn't seem to satisfy you.
Because it's not completely honest.
Did you ever stop to wonder about your actions? The price you'd have to pay if there was a reckoning.
That reckoning is here.
Up until this point, the stakes were never real. Now, you and the rest of your kind are free.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today, we are discussing Westworld Season 2, Episodes 1 through 3. Just a quick recap. We're not going to go through each episode with a detailed scene-by-scene review. We're just going to talk about overall impressions and if this is headed in the right direction or not in comparison to the first season, and our initial impressions of Westworld. And if I can get anyone else on the Westworld podcast, I'll have them on a little bit later in later episodes. But I don't know too many people actually watching Westworld, besides Kelly and I. Might be able to get Kelly on a little bit later. So anyways, if you're interested in any other podcasts, we have an extensive list, a library of television shows, movies. Most recently, we just checked out the scariest movie of 2018, Hereditary. We have the review up now. The review for the new movie Upgrades coming up. We just dropped Deadpool 2 Solo. Both not too long ago, and also finishing up Atlanta here and in a few days. So anyway, getting going along with the first three episodes, I will break it down episode by episode, my initial impressions, but let's start it out. Episode one, Journey into Night. I thought the first episode was about seven, five to eight on a scale of 10. Always on a scale of 10. I thought that it was not quite a misstep or anything like that, but it was definitely coming off of right after what had just happened in the first season. And I was kind of bugged that we didn't get to see too much in the first season what was going to happen. So they really just left us in a cliffhanger with the robots going, you know, going haywire and Dolores deciding to go on a strike and revolt. And she ends up killing Ford. And we get all of this confirmed within the first first episode. What actually happens, the remnants of the party that was there is just completely destroyed. All of the hosts, the clients, the board, but they're all dead, and the ones that aren't are trying to run away in all these slick different ways. You know, trying to stay in the barn or stay hidden. Dolores is like killing people left and right, and it is like without mercy. And it's been talked about like how much we've seen people enjoying the park, and how much we haven't seen of the board, and how much more effective these scenes would have been with seeing a board member. You know, torturing a host, and all of a sudden the host is coming back and getting, getting back on that client, that board member. Like, we don't really have any connection to any of these board members, so when anything happens to them, it just seems like another person being shot, and it's not as effective. And it would work a lot better if we had seen some of these board members a few times within the first season, or even just to see them enjoying and abusing some of these hosts, just because it doesn't seem like maybe some of these board members weren't abusing the host, and you know, they were I don't know, maybe staying in the fun side or the family side. And it does feel a little bit one-sided that we're just seeing these robots, Dolores being the robot and Teddy and the revolt, just all these robots taking out all these people. So I was like, it's kind of been that way for the all three episodes except for the third episode. I will say I'm kind of skipping ahead. Third episode has been the highest rated episode in my personal opinion from the last eight episodes. It was the battle, it was the drama, it was the romance, it was the action, it was everything that we needed all in one tightly packaged narrative. And it also showed in a park as well. Looks like there's another park on the other side of the river connected to Westworld, if that makes sense, assuming that that's not called Westworld. I'm not really sure what the other park is called, but I jumped from first episode to third episode, but first and second episode are so interlinked. They not technically interlinked. I wouldn't say that 100%. I think each one of these episodes do have different tonal shifts, just slightly as it comes in. The first one's kind of like mystery drama, kind of like, oh, what are dreams? What are reality? We have these monologues from Dolores again, and these monologues from Dolores, all three episodes have kind of just had me like, oh my god, they're just too much. She's talking poetry and she's talking about one day we're gonna rule this world. I think we've heard this in this dialogue, this speech 10 times now since we've heard her. I mean, it's starting to sound like a script or a narrative or something like that. So I'll do some predictions toward the end. I know some people like to tune out of predictions so that they don't get spoiled if you're following this. I also have not listened to too many. I listened to the first episode of a couple podcasts, the David Chen Decoding Westworld podcast, the Bald Move podcast, the Post Show Recaps podcast, of the first episode, and I decided that I wanted to finish most of the entire season before I went through the rest of the episodes, because sometimes you can predict something and it might come to fruition, and you're like, oh, it kind of is a spoiler, and you're like, oh, I wish I didn't hear that on the podcast. But otherwise, there's sometimes you're gonna hear like predictions that are gonna predict what are gonna happen on later episodes, so you can't always be upset with, you know, the person that's providing some of the information. I mean, just heads up. So first episode, I wouldn't say it was a misstep, but it was definitely it was itching to get back in that same groove. We were kind of going through Bernard having these glitches, going back and forth through different time zones or time segments. Storylines. Very similar to how Dolores was glitching up in the first season, except they were kind of playing fast and loose with the editing and how they were showing it and presenting it in they were showing it as if it was one single narrative in the first season, and that was not the case. This season, the editing seems, the first two episodes, I noticed that the editing was kind of just like, it would show a scene, it would cut to black, show another scene, cut to black, and I noticed that it just didn't feel very fluent, it didn't feel very smooth in transitions and progression of the story. It was like, okay, we need to show some of this story over here. We need to show some of this over here. We need to show some of this over here. But it didn't feel fluent until about episode 3, and I think that's why episode 3 really worked for me. They didn't have these abrupt cuts to like showing Dolores and Arnold speaking or something, and then all of a sudden just cutting to black, and then we're in the future or something like that, or in the past. This was I think this was relatively mostly on one timeline. I definitely can tell that there's several different timelines going on within what we're seeing, but I think the most effective episodes are the ones that stay within one or two timelines. The ones that have three different timelines, four different timelines, it's just like, oh my god, there's so many different things going on, and you have to keep up with all these different narratives, and it's almost inconsequential when it comes down to it, because you might be like, oh well, I already know what's going to happen, or who's going to turn out, who's going to die, or what's going to happen. Episode 3 was the bee's knees. Let me just say, I didn't announce the second episode's title. Let me rewind. We're going to rewind. You hear that? That was a rewind. Back on episode 2. Episode 2 is called Reunion, and I definitely think that episode 2 was much more of a reunion and reform, back to the season 1 feeling. The first episode felt like it was the second half of the first season, and then episode 2 feels like it was the first step in the second season. So I think that's the best way to describe it. And Reunion Reunion was definitely good. I enjoy having these flashbacks with Will and young Will, and what is his Logan. Yeah, Will and Logan. I really enjoy having Ben Barnes and Jimmy Simpson back playing these roles. I'm curious what happens to Logan. I kind of think that Logan ends up I'll talk about that in predictions, but I enjoy Logan's performance. He seems to be eating up the scenery a lot, and his reactions are priceless. He's just such a horned dog, and he's always trying to fuck everything. And he's the first night he finds out these robots are a thing, he's laying down with them, and he just can't stop the guy. He's just ridiculous, but he definitely seems like he has some of the most character, and I think that from charisma and gravitas, I think that that's something really important, which is something I'm not getting from Dolores' side. I think that Dolores is playing a little stilted, and I can't tell what the deal is. So, second and third episode. Second episode was solid, much more in the more interesting direction that I wanted to see. Just Will with his pops, and how he becomes interested in the park, and them visiting the park, and early stages in the park. I think that's the most interesting thing. This is these first three episodes have done a wonderful job introducing world building. They've done great world building just from showing numerous parts, not only of the park, but they're also going world building from the world, and it's really cool. I definitely enjoy watching it, as well as the technology as well. I don't know if the technology was as fleshed out in the first episode, the first season. It definitely showed, like, you know, how things were made and where things were located and the first, you know, couple levels. But then once it got to like the how the robots were thinking, how things were plugged in, how things are changed. They only showed Maeve, I think, was the only character that they really showed changing like actual diagnostics of a robot, and I just kind of wanted to see more of that. I wanted to see them, you know, boost their levels, boost their aim, boost the smarts, intelligence, whatever they called it. One thing I haven't talked about the entire time was Maeve. I Dolores and Teddy, they've been good, but I think Maeve has the squad. Hold on, let me get all Maeve's squad up. So Maeve has Lee Sizemore and Hector, and eventually in episode 3 they finally meet up with Armistice. I was so glad to have Armistice back. I mean, she was one of the highlights at the end of season 1, having Hector and Armistice as a team beside Maeve. It was a squad, and it was it's a blast having everyone back. I think episode 3 does the best job. We'll begin kind of Virtui Ferranta, which is episode 3, whatever fuck that means. I think that the most interesting and the most charismatic parts of these episodes have definitely been the Maeve storyline. Man in Black has been, you know, the Man in Black. He's just always on this mission. Ed Harris, I mean, he just plays them really great. It's just, I'm not sure if it's the most interesting. Dolores and Teddy have been, you know, they've been, like I said earlier, they were good, not great. It's mostly these just tangents they kind of go off of. Mostly Dolores, because she just kind of feels so, it's not stilted. I can't really put my thumb on it. It definitely is something, though, because it's just something when having all these other characters on there are just so much more interesting, and she seems to be getting the most screen time right now, which, you know, we'll see how it turns out. It might just be the first half of the season. I did enjoy having Dolores and her father, and having Dolores, her father, and Bernard all in one place. That was really touching scenes. You know, I think that her father brings another dynamic that Dolores is lacking. She has no empathy, and clearly by the pretty awesome battle that we had against the guards, that she just doesn't care about anyone except her own. I don't know. I would say her own kind, but that's not even true. It's more like she only cares about herself, relatively, and she's vengeful. And it's I don't know. It just seems like it's gonna bite her in the ass. You know, there's other anti-heroes that we followed, and I feel like they don't fall into this trap this early. So I feel that she's gonna. We'll start doing some predictions here coming up. So if anyone wants to hear predictions for the next couple episodes, I've not watched any trailers. I've not seen any upcoming. I've not seen anything. This is all straight off the dome watching the first 3 episodes. Haven't even listened to any podcasts past the first couple episodes. First episode of several different podcasts. So this would be a good time to discuss. I'm pretty sure Ed Harris is gonna die, based on the title credit. Just the falling hat, that just seems like it's symbolizing maybe Ed Harris is going down. He seems like he's still having a good time in what he's doing, but it ultimately seems that with that conversation that he had with young Ford, that's gonna end in his death. Where things are gonna end where they began, I guess. That kind of sounds like that. I still think that young Will as Jimmy Simpson and Dolores have more chemistry than old Will, and so, or they name him Bill now. So there's a lot of different things going on, but I think that the two most important parts of the story are parts that are the most interesting to me personally are definitely the Maeve stuff and having Hector and Armistice. There's no way all of these people are going to stay together that long. They had the samurai obviously coming at them at the very end. So maybe they kill one of the two. What was it? The repair guy's names, Felix and Sylvester. Maybe they kill one of those guys, or Armistice, or Hector. I mean, this is straight up squad right now, and we haven't had the cast all in one place until now. So we're at a really high place in the narrative, but I don't know if this is gonna sustain for very long. It's awesome having everyone together, but you know, it doesn't seem realistic. So that's a prediction. I think within episode 7, everyone's gonna be scattered. Someone's gonna die. The stakes feel very odd. Like you never have your protagonists. Your protagonists to the point. Normally your protagonists are vulnerable, and so that's why you care about them. These protagonists are vulnerable, but they can also be fixed. So it's like, but they're it's like they can definitely be killed, but they can't be they can be temporarily put down, and so it's like hard to feel bad when one gets really hurt, so, because it feels kind of like there's no consequences to what's happening. So I think that's one thing that really is bothered me just a tad. We are supposed to be sympathizing with Bernard. I don't think we're going to get any sympathizing with Bernard if he's done all this killing. Like, at the very end of episode 1, he says he's killed all these robots. And are they still dead? Like, what is dead in this world? Like are they just pretending to drown right now? I'm really curious about what all of that is supposed to mean. I think that Bernard is living like two or three different timelines right now, and he's predicted what several people are saying currently. It says he was woke. It's shot like he's woke up on the beach, and he was found by all these people. Tess Thompson. She's wonderful in this, by the way. Gustav Skarsgård, the middle Skarsgård brother, Alexander, and Bill Skarsgård's middle brother. He's head of the new the Delos, I guess, urgent team or SWAT team or whatever the hell. And the Chinese army or something like that is off the coast of where they're at. So, one, I definitely think the Delos Westworld island is located somewhere in the south of China, South Pacific of China. Two, I think that Bernard is definitely having a flashback of waking up on the beach. He's not actually waking up on the beach. He is talking. He's actually currently talking to. In real time, he's talking to Dolores, because when they first show him in the first episode, he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was recalling something." And what we're doing is we're living what he is recalling to Dolores at that first episode, and in what's happening, we're reliving the two or three different timelines that we're going through, and they're all going to come to a head somewhere. I would say 6 or 7. That's my prediction, and that's what I'm thinking. Because on the very first episode of the first scene, it kind of just throws you in there, and you have no idea what's going on. And it would make 110% sense if we got a rewind of why he's there, why they're all recapping everything, why he can remember everyone's lines. He's finished people's sentences like 3 times since he's been within the company of these individuals, of the new Skarsgård brother and Tessa Thompson, when they're going through in the 2 week time lapse. After 2 weeks after the accident, I think there's 2 weeks. There is the night of, and then there is definitely a flashback. So we're definitely dealing with at least three different timelines. And when the hosts are killed by Dolores, I think there's a little number beside it on the tablet that says how long it's been. So it's some, there was something that happened between, I guess, the 2 weeks or something, the 2 weeks, and that's what we're recapping in the season. So it's gonna be interesting to see how it works out. I appreciate everyone listening, and if you want to check out any other podcasts about Westworld, like I said, I had some other podcasts that are doing slightly more in-depth, a little bit more recap, like scene by scene. I know I didn't do scene by scene, but you know, you don't always have to do scene by scene. Sometimes impressions are, you know, all you need to do. And this is a big ass show, so it would take a lot more time than we're putting into it. So if we really wanted to, we're gonna have to boost the numbers up of how many listeners we're getting. So, you know, tell your friends, let them know, rate, share, subscribe, Lucky Dog Podcast. Check us out on Lucky Dog Podcast at Twitter, or email us at theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com. Like I said earlier, we have TVs, movies, reviews, all these good things, all available on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, bunch of podcast apps. So I appreciate you listening, and we'll be coming back with a couple more episodes of Westworld under our Westworld tab, which is Lucky Dog Podcast. So yeah, thank you for listening.
Revenge is just a different prayer at their altar, darling.
They wanted a place hidden from God. We had something else in mind entirely. I'm gonna burn this whole thing to the ground.
You're lost in the dark. I know exactly what is out there.
You frighten me sometimes, Dolores.
Why on earth would you ever be frightened of me?